Last time on Crown of the Kobold King, our heroes tussled with a shadow creature. Rootmore was hit with a horrible attack that left him physically weakened with enfeebled 4. His own shadow then pulled itself away and became another adversary. The situation started to look bleak with Monet and Edwin's sing-song also taking massive hits. Following his instructions, Ed ran from the encounter and Scarab started to chase after him. Finally, Rootmore was able to take down the last shadow with Divine Lance. Our story continues now!
As the shadow's form collapses into the hallway, breaking down into inky strands before finally dissipating into nothing, you find yourselves once again in the silence. What would you like to do?
Scarab, do you see Ed?
I don't know! Ed!
Rootmore's gonna run forward.
I will follow.
Edgren!
Monet will follow.
As you leave the room and run out the hall, you round the corner to see Edgren standing there, his arm upraised, holding a levitating rock, and he's about to hurl in your direction before he jumps.
Mr. Rootmore!
And he drops the rock to the ground.
You did good. We made it. It's done.
The creature's gone.
All gone. All gone. Everything is fine. I'm out of breath running this far.
What do we do now?
Here's the skinny. I think you're very badly hurt, Rootmore.
Yeah.
All of you look a little flushed.
Could take some time in this room.
Here's the only issue. Edgren, I believe we heard your friend through one of the holes in that room.
Yes, I'm not leaving until we get him.
Perhaps you could speak to him. We have a way to communicate.
What would you have me do?
I don't know. He's your friend. Do you care about him or not?
Yes, yes. Come back into this room and tell him.
And let him know. Raise his spirits. He's probably not doing great.
Show me.
And he'll follow you.
This one, I'll ping it. It's been pinged.
Right here. Actually, yes. Speak into that horn that's in the middle first, and then you can hear him at this bench.
Okay, so he rotates the horn to the northwest.
We believe it's the hunter.
And he isn't quite sure what to do, so he just says into the mouthpiece, hello? And if you guys are listening in, the whole... You can still hear the panting prayers coming through the hole, and it's just they seem to be interrupted for a moment. See,
oh Erastu, please guide me down the rightful path, the trail that would bring me glory. Hello, yes, I can hear you.
Edgren, whoever it is, he says he can hear you. Said something about Erastu.
Ask him if there are any enemies near him.
Are there any enemies near you?
Let him know it's Edgren.
Also, it's Edgren.
Now, if this other guy sounds excited, we'll know they're friends.
Bring us a joyous hunt and deliver us in safety to hearth and home. I can hear you. There are undead. As long as I maintain my prayer to a rascal, it holds them away. Please, I'm in the ossuary. And lead us down to fruitful hunts. And do not allow us to fall into trap want to shoot astray.
We must move now. He can't pray forever. We must move now.
Well, I mean, it depends on his affinity to his god, really.
If he really likes his god.
Or starts chugging that way.
As fast as his little legs can move.
Mm-hmm. And make haste.
Yeah, it'd probably be good to have Edgren with us.
Come, Edgren, come! Edgren. Check the door for traps!
Something of note, as you pass through the prayer chamber where you encountered the strange cultists that seem to worship Lorkhan, they have long since left. The room now is quiet and empty. You also imagine from its locale, in relation to the room you just left, that the listening room originally would have peeked in on this room.
Mm. Creepy.
But now as you round the corner back to the northwestern door, which you had not entered before, once again you can see a relief of several dwarves in mourning beneath a forge and flame.
Mm.
Beautiful. Let's check for traps.
Pictures of this forge seem very grim.
23.
You detect no traps?
What about a 30?
Still no traps.
Good.
Opening the door reveals a series of three hallways. One to the northwest, one to the northeast, and one due north. The ones northwest and northeast seems to house small alcoves, typical of what you would find in an ossuary or a place of keeping the dead and remembering them. As you stare ahead, at the far end of the hallway, you can see a man on his knees, seemingly wrapped in prayer, and shambling towards him are several undead.
What was his name?
Barless.
Barless.
We're here, Barless!
As you call out to Barless, the undead closest to you swivels its head and begins shambling in your direction. Roll for initiative.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Has been 10 minutes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had to do healing. No, we
I
didn't.
Got
we didn't do
in
that.
Combat.
Yeah, we didn't do that after the fight. But that's up to God, and God said yes.
What'd you need the 10 minutes for? Oh, for your
whether or not the armor's still going.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if my armor's still.
Gotcha.
In effect.
We didn't sit around after the fight. We just ran forward.
Well, ran back, had the conversation with the device, and then
ran over.
I think.
Final minute.
Oh, yeah, I'd give you 10 rounds left of it. So as long as the combat doesn't go over 10 rounds, you're good.
Thank you, gracious God.
It's no big deal. I'll just put it back on.
I think that you'd be able to make it there in, like, almost 10 minutes, but not over. You know what I mean? I think it's nebulous enough to say you'd still have it on.
Okay.
Also, I doubt you're going to be in a combat that goes more than 10 rounds.
Yeah.
Unless.
So in the zone right now.
Are you going to win?
We saved the hunter, man. We heard about this guy, what, episode one?
Day one. Or we could break the hunter's concentration, creating a distraction as the zombies go for him. Then we can see what's in this room.
Yeah.
Unbothered.
What'd you get, Scarab?
Oh, that's me. 22.
Monet?
18.
Rumor.
28.
Nice.
19 for Ed. No, sorry. 17 for Ed. Rootmore, you see one of these armor-clad skeletal undead turn around and begin marching in your direction. Its bones clumsily clattering as it makes its way towards you. What do you do?
First thing he's going to do is use battle medicine because there was no time to heal and he's hurting really bad. One action, battle medicine. It's a treat wounds.
Ooh.
28. So that is a crit.
Nice.
That's 4d8.
Oh my goodness. Sure.
Yeah, critical is 4d8 my points.
Goodness.
Why even use magic?
21 hit points.
Beautiful.
Brings him up to full.
Wowee.
Gosh.
The downside is you can only use battle medicine once per day on each target.
Okay, but it is not just a one-time per day ability. Just per target.
And then his next two actions, he's going to use Divine Lance on that ghoul that is right next to the hunter. 60-foot reach.
Die, you disgusting monster!
19 to hit.
Against the one right in front of Barlas?
Yeah.
Yes.
That is a hit.
Nice.
Yes!
Ooh. 2, 4, 9. 9 spiritual damage.
As your lance collides with that skeleton, you see its body go limp, the bones scattering on the floor, and a eerie golden glow fading from its eyes.
Hell yeah!
Hmm.
That's it for Rootmore.
Okay.
Rumor, from the alcove to your right, you see emerging from the shadows a larger dwarven skeleton in half-plate armor, wielding a longsword and a shield as it marches past its more flimsy companion right up to you.
Come at me!
And its bones rattle as it raises a sword above its head and swings down.
Ooh. Technically, the way it walked, it would have provoked.
Well, technically, take your attack then.
Yay! Oh, it's so bad. Plus 7 to hit right now with the enfeebled.
Don't forget your peepee.
Oh! 18 plus 7, 24?
25.
25, thank you.
25 is a hit.
Goody, goody.
Oh no.
What's wrong?
My modifier is 1d10 minus 2.
Oh, no.
And I rolled a 1 on my damage die.
So minimum 1. Minimum 1. You can't go below.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
1 whole damage.
Just rub your weapon on it.
This sucks.
Oh, boy.
It disregards your attack as the sword comes down with a...
As he swings, he's just like, ugh! Makes a little weird noise as he
I
swings.
See you!
28 to hit.
Ah! That's a hit.
Oh, fuck.
Alright, minimum damage. 5 points of slashing damage. And then for its last action, you see it raise up its shield in front of it.
Oh, look at you!
Huh. Scarab, it's your go.
Oh, I do not know what else may wander within these halls.
What is this guy? Is this guy like dwarf size or completely? Okay.
Yeah. This seems to be some kind of dwarven champion.
Oh, man, I do not like this.
Might be more.
Tricky, let's get in there!
Tricky is going to flank this new skeleton dwarf beast with Rootmore.
As you begin to move past the skeleton, you can see its glowing eyes staring at you over its shield, and as you move past him, his arm reflexively swings out with his sword.
Ooh.
This is at Tricky. 19? 9 points of slashing damage.
Oof. Can handle that. Oof. Okay. Tricky's gonna take 9 points of damage. I'm gonna hold off on Tricky's second action from the command animal. Scarab's gonna shoot the skeleton. This one that we're flanking.
Okay. Come on, baby. Come on.
Ooh, 19 on the die.
Yes.
That's going to be a 31 to hit.
Critical.
Oh!
Yes, fire!
So loud.
So loud. Oh, I didn't turn my shit back down. So, I'm sorry.
I was like, bang!
I'm sorry.
I felt that critical.
Thirty-two points of magical piercing damage.
Wow!
32 points.
It's ridiculous.
I know. I feel wrong every time I do it.
Oh, it's good.
I know. It just doesn't feel right.
Like big damage as a ranged attack. That's amazing.
I love it. Love it. Deadly critical.
Your shot sends the skeleton scattering through the hallway, pelting Rootmore with bits of bone as it clatters on the floor behind you.
Oh, and that was the big boy, too. Holy shit.
Scarab is going to reload with his third action.
Tricky behind us!
Tricky's going to swing around, trying to tusk this undead fellow behind us. 13 to hit.
13 is a miss.
Damn.
Shockingly.
Oh, damn!
I know.
Damn! Tricky, no! You make us look stupid!
That's it.
And it is...
That's it. That's
it, bro. It is that skeleton's turn. Okay. And it touts a scimitar above its head and attempts to swipe at you for a 20 to hit.
Miss.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 21.
Yeah.
21 AC. 21.
Well, this thing is stupid and it'll swing again. And it will miss.
Yes.
And it will go for a third, which misses.
Oh, yes.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. Ah, ah,
ah. Ew, ew.
And that means it is Monet's turn.
Oh, Monet.
Okay.
Oh, Monet. Oh, Monet.
I have a question.
Hmm.
The extent of Monet's movement is 30. Could she scoop this side just to peek down? Sorry, scoop to this side just to peek down here on her way to run this way?
Ooh. Yeah, I'll allow that.
Just like checking down the corridor. She was here. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And then when she stops there, she will attempt to do a two action elemental blast ranged. That is 18 to hit.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Okie dokie. 9 damage.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yes.
And that's her round.
Your shards of metal tear the skeleton to shreds, and it collapses in a pile of bones. And once again, you see the eerie golden glow of its eyes fade into nothing.
Very good.
Yes.
Are we still on initiative?
Mm-hmm. Sure are. It is now Ed's turn, who will step up to Rootmore.
What should I do, Mr. Rootmore?
Stand fast. We don't know if any more are going to creep out. If you see any, sling your little stone at them. Better yet, you want to make us feel all good and happy? Use that voice of yours.
I'll wait. I'll see if one comes out.
Okay.
If not, I'll lend you my song.
And he begins to prepare an action. He will swing his sling above his head, and if a skeleton pops up, he will throw.
Very good. Very
nice.
Good.
Nice.
Cool.
Next, from the north of the room, you see a skeleton step around the corner.
No.
And this one raises two hands towards you, Scarab. And you see three purple dots fly through the air in your direction as it casts Magic Missile.
Oh,
ah,
no.
Yes.
The three of them collide with you, and they will do 1d4 plus 1 force damage each.
Who's got the bracers?
I do, but these always hit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the bracers, unless I'm thinking of magic shield.
Magic shield, the one that stops.
Oh, yeah.
But
there is.
What do the bracers say?
A ranged weapon attack.
Okay.
Now there is something that can block magic missiles, but it is like specified.
Yeah, it's a shield, magic cantrip. Shield. I can't remember what it's called exactly, but.
Alrighty, that is 13 points of force damage as these three darts collide with you.
No, stop!
And Rootmore, it is your turn.
So Rootmore sees Scarab get pelted by these missiles, and how does Scarab look right now?
He's good. Okay. Because he brought his stamina back up, that was the first time he's been hit.
You want to throw magic? We can throw magic.
Another divine light.
Divine lamp.
Yeah.
Divine lamp.
Another divine lance. With this enfeebled indition. You guys, let me tell you about my indition right now.
I got an indition.
This enfeebled condition, like, sucks. It's like no more physical attacks right now.
Yeah.
Divine Lance, here we go. It's still working. 23 to hit.
There we go, baby.
Against the Skeletal Mage. 23 hits.
Yeehaw.
Here we go. Damn it. 6 spiritual damage.
Chipping away.
And he's got one more action. He's going to run forward 20 feet. Just 15 feet. He wants to be adjacent to Scarab.
Oh.
And that's it.
Rumor, just then, from behind you in the hallway, you hear a clattering.
Oh boy.
And as you turn to look through the open door, you can see the skull of that skeletal champion whose eyes still glow yellow. And it slowly begins to slide together until it stands up once again, riding its head in place. And it will trigger Edgren's attack of opportunity.
Huh. Look out, Edgren!
Edgren will fire his sling at the skeleton. He rolls a natty 19.
Yes!
So he does, in fact, hit the skeleton, though not for a crit. And he will do a d6 of damage.
Oh!
4 points of damage.
Very good. Is the sling bludgeoning or piercing?
Bludgeoning. I believe. Actually, good question.
I could help you with that. You're trying to run a game and I'm asking you stupid questions that I can answer.
Yeah, you fucking asshole. That's bludgeoning. And because it is propulsive, he adds one more damage onto that, so he is actually doing still 4 because he's enfeebled.
Oh, fuck.
The creature realigns itself and pushes past Edgren, moving 10 feet up, and takes a slash at you, Scarab.
Please, no!
90-19, that's a 29 to hit.
God. I'll take it!
8 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
And it will follow up with a claw attack. No. Apologies. It will attempt to bash you with its shield in its other hand. 21 to hit.
That's a hit.
Shit.
Okay.
Did Scarab rest between fights to get stamina back? Probably not. None of us did.
No.
8 points of bludgeoning damage as the shield collides with your body. And it is your turn, Scarab.
Something's controlling these things.
Yes, I wonder.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to shoot at the one that's down the hall. The one next to the hunter.
Okay, take a shot.
Cock die!
The magic bastard!
Cocked again!
You know, after two cock dies, I'm going to throw in this pee-pee. You know what? I shouldn't, because I already rolled. It's just not landing well. I feel like I just felt like God was saying, please,
pee-pee
don't.
Can't help with that.
Don't do this without the pee-pee. Yeah, not amazing. But an 18 to hit on that, that mage, the undead mage.
Like your bullet goes wide as it misses.
Mm-hmm. Damn right it does. Yeah. Know at least one thing I can do.
Tricky attack!
We're gonna swing wildly at the skeleton behind us.
Get him.
Okay, there we go. That's more like it. 25 to hit.
That's a hit.
13 points of piercing damage.
Very good.
Okay. As your pet's tusks hook into this skeletal creature, you feel like not all of what damage could have been done went through, but you do see that you were able to still dislodge some of its bones.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Scarab's gonna reload. That's his final action, and Tricky can do one more thing. It's just so spooky not being able to see what else is up there. No. I'm worried about going further in.
I wonder if this...
They could be anywhere. There are so many, like, in these other halls, there are so many little alcoves where more guys can come out that we just can't see.
Just wonder if this ghoul with the fire, you know, this ghoul up here, the magic one, is controlling them or not. Is the hunter in initiative? Or is he just cowering?
He is, but he is maintaining prayer in order to stave off the undead.
Good. As long as he lives, that's
oh, and he died.
Oh!
No!
Gosh, I don't know if this is a bad idea, but what do I know? I'm just a pig and a kobold. We're going to swing again at the undead.
Okay.
Nice. 21 to hit.
21's a hit?
Yeah, baby.
Ooh!
16 piercing.
Wow.
Dude.
16
yeah,
piercing.
Big hit. 2d8 plus 4. And that's it for me.
Skeletal dwarf drops to one knee in front of you for a moment before standing back up shakily.
Damn.
Yeah.
And next, from around the alcove to the right, comes another of the smaller skeletons.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all coming from the right side.
Scarab's pretty hurt, by the way.
Mornay, you peeked down the wrong hallway.
And this one is going to slash at you, Rootmore, first with a scimitar.
Stop!
Natural 20.
Oh!
Unnamed. Unnamed, don't worry. Skeleton's not named.
Gonna raise that shield.
Do I?
No.
I don't think it'll matter, because we did the thing where if it's a natural 20 and it would hit you, then it becomes a crit.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about for hardness.
Gotcha.
Okay, yeah.
But,
all in all, that will be a 26.
No. Because, reactive shield... Is it?
You have to spend an action to have your shield readied to raise?
No, reactive shield, you immediately use raise a shield action. And raise a shield action, all it does is give you plus 2 to AC. It's not...
Yeah.
It's not where you can. It's not the shield block action. The shield block is where you. The shield and you take damage and then minus the hardness.
Is shield block also a reaction?
It is, but.
So couldn't you use that instead of raise the shield if you wanted to?
Yeah, I could.
Or with shield block, is that the one where you have to have spent an action to ready your shield for it?
No, shield block is a reaction. No, I'm getting...
Yeah, shield block is a reaction. It's like something you can do if...
If I don't
if
have
you're,
this.
Yeah, while trigger while your shield is raised. But there is like a reaction to raise shield, and then you can shield block.
You can't do two reactions.
Right.
That's what I was saying.
You
have to spend an action to raise a shield.
To raise your shield.
And that'll, yes.
But like this one.
Reactive shield lets you just do it any way to raise your AC.
Yes, yeah. But not the, you can't mitigation. Block it with the hardness.
Okay. Right. Well, you.
So yeah, he's not going to do it.
Take 15 points of slashing damage as the scimitar sneaks past your armor.
Oh.
And then it will try to, with its last action, swing at you, Scarab, at the penalty. That is a miss with a 13. And it is now Monet's turn.
Monet's gonna cast... Jesus, I'm so sorry. I was really reading, trying to figure out what my thing is. When did that other guy get there? Has he been there?
He just walked up.
Yeah, he came from the right side.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Monet's gonna cast one of her new impulses. It's called Rolling Grindstone.
Wow.
So let me just go ahead and read it. A whirling grindstone made of flint appears in an unoccupied square within 30 feet. The grindstone shreds flesh and shoots sparks. Attempt an impulse attack roll against the AC of a creature adjacent to the grindstone. On a hit, the creature takes 2d6 slashing damage and 1d6 fire damage, or double damage on a critical hit. The grindstone lasts until the end of your next turn, and you can sustain the impulse up to 1 minute. On subsequent turns, the first time you sustain the impulse that turn, you can roll the grindstone up to 20 feet. And can repeat the attack. A creature within reach of the grindstone can interact with it to sharpen a metal weapon. This grants a +2 circumstance bonus to the next damage roll made with that weapon within 1 minute.
Okay.
It's really quite cool.
So I am going to summon it, yeah. Behind the fire hand dead guy.
Yeah, Fee was showing me this the other day, and it's a summoned grindstone that you can sharpen your weapon on and deal more damage on your next attack. That's slash neat. It rolls around and hits people, but I think by the text of the thing, enemies who are smart enough can also sharpen their weapons on it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
It's weird as hell.
Actually, I got you a token.
Oh, you did?
That I feel like is very appropriate.
I think another thing with it is if y'all... Oh, I was going to get rid of my spell.
The fidget spinner.
It's a Beyblade.
I can't...
Oh, Beyblade.
I can't move it. I think if y'all get close to it, then I also need to roll an attack on you. I'm not sure. It says attempt an impulse attack roll against the AC of a creature adjacent to the grindstone.
Yeah, so a creature, not multiple creatures, which means you would be able to choose, but if their only thing adjacent to it is an ally, then
so y'all could run up to it and sharpen your weapons if you want to, but don't be the only thing next to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Let me sharpen my hammer.
So exactly. I'm going to roll an... I know, that's
can't
what
wait
I thought.
For
and my gun.
I was going to say, can't wait for you to
yep,
sharpen
that
your
also.
Gun.
I know. It is funny because you guys don't really have weapons that need to be sharpened, but...
it's pretty cool.
You never know. You never know.
So I'm going to attempt an impulse attack on that guy.
Okay. Do you have any other actions you want to do on your turn? And then do it on its turn, or is it one of those where you have to spend an action to do it?
So, I mean,
I don't know if it works like Flaming Sphere, where it's like, you do your turn, and then you can take the sphere's turn right after.
Oh, it did say, was it that the start of your turn you can
At the start of my turn, I can sustain it.
So maybe you put it out, and then it immediately goes?
That's how I kind of thought of it, just as like an attack. Because it's just... Like, right now, pulling it out, I can't move it or anything.
Okay.
It's
yeah,
just
go ahead.
Pulling it out, and then it's there, and it does its thing. And then next round, I can sustain it, and then I can move it and attack.
Mm-hmm.
So
I guess what I mean for just it being clean, do you want to do all of your actions before you handle that, or do you want to do it in the middle of your action now and then can move it in the middle of your actions later?
I want to do it now.
Okay, do it now.
Is that okay?
So like, mm-hmm. If it was in initiative, it would fucking shove itself in front of you.
It shoves, yeah, in the middle of your turn.
Okay, that is a 19 to hit.
Nice.
Oh, against the skeletal mage.
Yeah.
That is a miss.
Oh. Even though he's between two people?
He is not being threatened by the man praying.
Oh, come on.
I feel like praying is pretty threatening.
Come on.
It's because you're a liberal.
And with her.
You don't have to sniff your armpits at that.
No, I just.
Am I? Oh. I am a liberal.
No, I just got a smell happening.
Caught a whiff of something. Money. Sorry.
With her last action, she's gonna swing at the other big guy.
A champ. Did you clear the enfeebled off your?
I did.
Okay.
The thing I'm curious about, because that's a two action spell, so.
Does that also take away your
MAP?
Your channel elements?
No, it's not an overflow. That's why I was reading, because I was assuming that it was, but mm-hmm. It's not actually an overflow spell.
And I don't think, no, there's MAP, because that is making the attack, not you.
Okay. Well, then that is a 24 to hit.
Yes.
That is a hit.
You should kill this thing.
I doubt I will.
It's been hit a couple times.
I just roll a d8.
It's okay. You can get an 8 out there.
I did get an 8.
Yes!
So that is...
You weren't supposed to say anything, but you did.
Positive reinforcement. It worked.
11 damage.
You promised. 11 damage? What type?
Made no promises and immediately broke those non-promises.
Piercing.
Oh, I mean, I guess I should have done bludgeoning.
Yeah, not piercing.
Oh, wow.
Because I could throw rocks. Mm. It's either piercing or bludgeoning.
That's just a shame. Because you piercing. Killed the creature, and this time, as the bones scatter to the floor, you see the light go out of its eyes.
Yes!
And it is dead again.
Yeah, a big curio that I have with these, they could be like Dark Souls undead, where sometimes you got to kill them twice.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least smash the bones after the first time you kill them.
Is it for you, Monet?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. We're in good shape.
Next, from the end of the corridor.
Ah, greetings.
Another small skeleton approaches and swings a scimitar at Rootmore. 21.
Get out of here.
And it is now Edgrin's turn.
Help!
Well, he's out of spell slots. He's going to do a telekinetic projectile at that skeleton closest to him. Ooh, not good. He misses with a 9.
Damn.
And so he will follow up with a sling attack instead. That's a lot better. With a 19, which hits.
Yes.
Nice.
This time it does. You see he manages to hit, but the stone he launches clangs off of the skeleton's armor harmlessly. And with that, his turn ends. And at the end of the hall, you can see the skeleton once again raises its hand.
Okay. Thought it was going to be another one.
This time at you, Rootmore.
Bring it on!
Oh, it's bringing it.
I've got a +1 AC because there's a creature in front of me.
Well, I need a...
Rootmore, he's gonna hurt you, Rootmore!
Unless it's that missile thing.
I need a reflex save from you, Rootmore.
Uh-oh!
Rootmore, take my glove!
How do you know my weakest save?
Well, you've got them all on the screen right here.
Gonna turn in my daily pee-pee. Use this PowerPoint.
Hold on, I'm just grabbing on my damage die I'm gonna need for this.
Boy, howdy.
Sorry, it's a lot. I just
Do you need any more? I would love to contribute.
Stop it.
Rune more, don't get hurt, Rune.
Okay, give me that. Hand me your pee-pee. Put your pee-pee. Oh, no, you're good. That
put it on
good.
The
no,
table.
I'd rather hand it to you. Hold on to better.
It. Oh, gross. Okay. I mean, I'll caress it a little. There you go. Yuck.
Okay, so let's see. 22 for the first roll. It's not bad. Yeah, I'll take the 22 reflex. Critical gets success. We can move on. Perfect. Pretty good. Sounds good. Pretty good. Root more bob and weave. Like a cheetah. A lot of people in initiative. I feel like I haven't gone in forever.
I think you're next, maybe.
Probably.
You are next.
Oh, good.
But it's not your turn yet.
No.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Okay. Sorry, I'm running into an issue where I'm trying to determine the DC. Because normally a caster has, like, a DC associated with their spells. There it is. I'm sorry. What did you get?
22.
Ooh, you pass exactly. You will take half damage.
Okay. Make sure it's less than 10.
Half of 40, 12.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
You rolled pretty good.
Oh, no! Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, Rudemore!
Remember, I've got a healing kit in my pocket.
As it raises its hand, a arc of blue lightning crashes through the hall, colliding with your chest. You narrowly avoid the brunt of it, deflecting some of it off of your nice dwarven armor, and you take 18 points of electricity damage, half of the 36 it would have been.
Oh.
At 12, 9, 8, 7.
And Rootmore collapses.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. And talk to me about this this grindstone. Does this have an AC? Like, can it be destroyed?
No.
Okay.
Ooh. But feel free to attack it.
I'm gonna have the skeleton
like a cat
try to figure this out. So I'm gonna have it do a knowledge check on your dealy-do, and it has no idea what's going on. And so next is.
And it has no idea what's going on.
Places finger on stone. Finger goes away. The pencil sharpener.
Look like Beyblade. Sound like Beyblade.
Let it rip. Pretty cool.
Rootmore, it is your turn.
I get moved before the creature that took me down on initiative.
Okay, well, let's just bump you down 6 places then.
I'll take it. More time to sit and not have to roll.
Do you not go to the very...
You go before the whatever brought you down.
That makes it Scarab's turn.
I thought you were saying that makes it scary.
I thought so too.
I think there's only one thing I can do. That's a couple things.
Very good, Matthew.
Tricky attack!
We're going to do a swing on the ghoul that's right in front of me. Come on, Tricky. 24 to hit.
Roll damage.
15 piercing damage.
Oh, yes, baby.
It explodes into a pile of bones.
Nice.
Yes.
All right. For Tricky's second action, it's going to move 25 feet. Further into the hallway towards the bone mage. And Scarab's gonna fire at the bone mage. Nah, see, this is what we're talking about right here. This is what we're talking about, a 28 to hit.
Ah, yes!
That is a hit.
And as he shoots, his bullet goes past the grindstone and sharpens.
Beyblade!
Plus 2. Yeah. He sharpens his bullet on the grindstone. You get it.
11 damage.
Yes.
Magical piercing,
you say? Interesting. from what you can tell, it doesn't seem like all of that went through, though it did definitely pierce the skeleton.
Reload? That's the end of the round, brother. That's the end of the entire round. It's my turn again. I'm gonna shoot again.
Oh, sorry. My turn's over.
Okay. And next is the skeleton in front of Rootmore, which will, at the sound of your gunshot, waddle up behind you, Scarab, and it will slash at you with its scimitar.
Can't touch you.
19.
Yes!
Follows up with a claw attack and misses as well.
Oh! Jaw, 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 jaw.
And it's Monet's turn.
Okay, Monet will sustain for one action, which I'm just going to go ahead and do the damage for that again.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Fucking miss. Useless piece of shit. Then she'll move up to here. She'll move here. And, sorry, flanking with Scare. And she will do an elemental blast.
Rootmore's unconscious body makes you off guard.
you are now threatening you.
I don't know if I've ever explained to y'all how much I hate being interrupted while I'm rolling, because I feel like it's ruined my roll. And so I have to put my die down. And, like, give it a moment, because now it thinks it was something, and then it got disappointed that I didn't do it, and so now I need to let it simmer down so I can actually roll well.
I just roll while people talk, and I get nat 20s.
That's very true.
What'd you get while I was talking?
It's a miss. 2. You guys upset my die.
Just don't forget your pee-pee. Did you already use it this episode?
No, I haven't used this episode.
I keep forgetting.
I just rolled a 5 and a 1. My die is upset.
Use a different one. Get it out of here.
That one was a 19. Ugh.
And it's gone. It's gone forever.
Edgren runs up 10 feet, and he's going to administer first aid on Rootmore. Or attempt to.
Oh, sweet boy.
Ooh, you know what? He gets a 15 exactly.
Does he have battle medicine? Because it takes 10 minutes if he doesn't.
Let me see.
He might have an ability. I don't know.
We do have potions, unless you don't.
I'm not treating wounds, just administering first aid. Which on that one, it just says requirements, you're wearing a holding healer's toolkit. He's wearing them. You perform first aid on an adjacent creature that is dying or bleeding. If the creature is both dying and bleeding, choose which one. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Sorry, that one, you can do for sure.
He's doing stabilize on you, in which case you have 0 hit points in the dying condition. The DC is equal to 5 plus that creature's recovery roll DC, typically 15 plus its dying value, but you're not dying yet because you haven't done the dealy-do.
Yeah.
So he got a 15. And so he stabilizes you.
Oh, yes, big boy! Oh,
That
thank
is his
you.
Entire turn.
Damn right.
I've got you, Mr. Rootmore. Hold on.
I love you.
I love you, Mr. Rootmore.
Rootmore doesn't respond because he's unconscious.
Sausage fingers. Get strong soon.
Bit greasy. Let me get that off for you.
Hell yeah.
Let me get you off. I mean,
Rootmore, it's your turn.
He just hangs out.
You are stabilized, so you can, if you want to.
That's right. You
spend
can
your resolve to stand up with one.
He just stands up, he stretches, and he's like, "You guys done yet?" Or
you got this right.
I'm just gonna hang out. What do they call him these days?
Yeah.
Just chilling. I'm gonna go just chill for a bit and heal up.
Who cleaned my hands while I was sleeping?
Why am I wearing a different set of underwear?
No.
Yeah, he'll do that. He'll spend a resolve, get back to 1 HP, and I believe that's his turn, right? I don't think he can do anything else. Oh, okay. You spend 1 resolve to stabilize at 0, and then next turn, you gain 1 HP.
Okay, so because he stabilized you, and now it is your next turn, you gain your 1 HP.
And wake up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The character can act on that turn. Cool. Okay.
And you, you do gain the wounded condition.
Yes, thank you.
How's Scarab looking?
Less than half. I mean, he's a little bit into to the hit points, zero stamina. Yeah, if he gets hit like that again, it won't be good, but...
I don't know if that's probably last happen. Another round.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Unless the zombies just come up and just keep on hitting him when he's down, I think he'll be okay.
But your yeah. HP, it'll be a waste to cast the heal spell on you right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In so many words, it doesn't look like I need the HP so much, because if I get hit in my HP, I'm pretty much dead anyway.
Yeah, Rootmore's going to stand up and cast the heal spell on himself. The two-action heal spell. And he gains 23 hit points.
Wow.
How is Rootmore doing?
24 HP. That's it for his turn, because he stood up and cast the heal spell.
That means it's the mage's turn.
I'm so glad he's back.
not the mage.
Me too.
Fuck that guy.
Don't worry, I won't last long. Thank you, Ed.
I'm just going to have like four more guys walk out and surround Rootmore.
Hilarious.
Just fucking, they don't stop.
Okay, no. One thing is supposed to happen this episode, and Rootmore is supposed to die, so we can take this the easy way or the hard way.
He made me do another episode. He has to pay.
Made you. This is fun.
I'm having fun. I'm having plenty of fun, I'll have you know.
I'm having fun.
That's good, because the mage's hand raises again, this time pointing at Scarab, and its hands glow green as a bolt of acidic arrow flies in your direction.
Okay.
Does a 25 hit your AC?
It does hit. Now...
Missile?
Well, that's the thing, because it does say weapon attack, but... It's such a fine line with weird things like that, so I am not sure. If so, it'd be cool.
Apologies. It should be a 28, not a 25.
Yeah. Still?
But...
Still a hit.
It's actually a miss.
You know what? He hit me. Still. All right. Yep. Acid arrow.
Do the missile deflection?
I don't know. What do they do? They look like a missile doctor?
Well, because it seems like it's a little vague on that, so gotta ask God.
What's it say on it?
If it says weapon, it's got to be crossbow, bow, etc., not magic.
Yeah. A trigger, a ranged weapon attack hits you but doesn't critically hit.
Yeah, this would be a ranged spell attack. It's not as much, so don't worry.
One moment. I might have something.
I can shake all day.
See, I can't do that. My dice get mad at me.
Oh. Well, you know what you should do is while waiting.
Yeah, and I do, but it's when I'm about to roll, and then I'm like getting ready, and you're like, wait, but does that stop your
ding dong?
Does that discharge your elements? And you say, wait, and then I stop, and I'm like, oh, no, and I've ruined it. Because I don't want to roll in case I'm not supposed to do something, or if someone's like, hold on, and then I do it. I hold on. I listen to instructions when they're said to me. So wait or hold on makes me wait or hold on, and then I feel my dice in my hand go, how fucking dare you? I'm just like,
what? Matthew said you might have something, so I rolled. Pretty good.
Oh boy. This is tough. I have a reaction for when a ranged attack. Basically, you have to say, I'm doing a ranged attack, and then I have to make a choice whether or not I do something.
Mm-hmm.
But that moment has passed.
Okay.
So we're good.
Be more careful.
Well,
about that.
Now it's just it's kind of dumb because I literally have to be like, is it a ranged attack? You know, yeah. Don't say another word. So we'll see how that goes.
It's okay. That's how Emma's supposed to be using his shield. But he still just goes,
yeah,
I'm going to do it.
No. It says when you take damage.
Does it? It doesn't say when an opponent declares an attack against you.
Yeah, okay, I literally have one that says when you take this damage, you can react. And then another one that says when you are being attacked.
Can't see it. I'm on the line.
I know it. Look. You would take physical damage.
So if they were hitting you for something that wasn't bludgeoning, piercing, or slashing, you wouldn't be able to raise your shield.
Depends on which one. Because there's three different ones. There's that one, there's...
I'm just busting your balls. You're good.
Right. I don't know, man. My balls!
Here's the thing. The reason with that one is because your shield already has to be up. So you're choosing when the damage is happening, whether or not here.
That makes sense.
Yeah, while you have your shield
raised. I think it's the uncanny dodge from Rogue that says when an attack is declared against you.
Yes, you have to declare it before you know the rule. Yeah, that one for sure.
I'm going to take the full brunt of whatever this is.
It is 3d8 acid damage, and that would be 16 points of acid damage.
Brutal hit!
And as the acid collides with you and sprays across your armor, you feel it cling to your body, sizzling. You also will take 1d6 persistent acid damage.
Did you mean Nimble Dodge, or did they rename it?
I think I did mean that. Which I have rolled it with it, but I think the way that persistent is supposed to work is that that happens at the beginning of your turn, and then you can roll at the end of your turn to get rid of it.
Okay.
And it is your turn. So you take 5 points of acid damage from that persistent.
Straight up 5?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm down. That's it. That brings me to -1 HP.
Okay, so I gotta bump you in initiative.
Pig is still up.
Yeah, but I can't. I mean, unless I can get that free action.
Pig does still get the one free even if you don't command. Does Pig have healer's tools?
Tricky will attack the dude that he can attack.
Okay.
Persistent damage happens at the end of your turn. I think you had it backwards.
Roll and then take damage.
Okay. So, I apologize. Then go ahead, Scarab, take the rest of your turn.
I want to roll for it first, if that's the deal.
You roll after you take the persistent damage to not take the damage again, if that makes sense. You have to take the persistent damage at least once before you can see if you can, get rid of it. Or I think there is an action you can spend to try to...
Depending on what it is.
Yeah, people can, assist you to bring the DC down. But, yeah, whenever you roll the DC 15, it's at the very end of your turn. See if you can get rid of it.
Yeah. But you'll still have your 3 actions to do with as you will before that happens.
Yeah, instead of taking poor rule book page 621, instead of taking persistent damage immediately, you take it at the end of each of your turns as long as you have the condition, rolling any damage dice anew each time. After you take persistent damage, you roll a DC 15 flat check to see if you recover from the persistent damage. If you succeed, the condition ends. I thought that was the case, which is why I didn't want to be like, shh, stop talking while I look this up before you move on. So I was just trying to go real fast, but...
Well, whatever keeps me from dying if I don't need to is cool. Okay, I'm gonna use 2 actions to pull out a potion and drink it.
Fancy water.
Okay, healing potion minor, 1d8 hit points. So it's a set 5 damage.
Yeah, that's the d6 that I rolled. It's a d6 every, it won't be 5 every round. It was just 5 on this first one because I rolled it with my damage.
Okay. Well, I gain 1 hit point.
Oh. Didn't we pick up bigger healing potions? Or am I just crazy?
I only have minors.
I'm probably crazy.
It's
pretty good. Had me scared for a second.
Only have miners.
Okay, that's two actions. Third action, I'm going to use my PowerPoint for the ep to shoot at that mage. And I'm going to get a natural 20.
Yes, you will. You're going to crit at least, at the very minimum.
Not a crit. Not even a hit. 18 to hit.
Maybe.
No, 19 didn't hit earlier.
Maybe.
18 is a hit.
Ah! Ah!
There's something that you don't know.
Okay. Okay. I can hope so much. That's why I still say the number.
It's got a shifty AC.
Oh, don't look this way. I don't know either. I'm just as befuddled.
I'm just making shit up.
Nemon's full of shit.
We're playing pretend.
Okay, okay, okay. So it's a hit. It's a hit. That's going to be 8 magical piercing.
Yeah.
All right. Again, it does not seem like all of that went through.
And for the very final last thing, Scarab and Tricky are going to do with Tricky's extra action. They're going to go hide off in the corner, out of sight of the hallways, 35 feet away.
Good, 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 good.
As you do. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry. Those are from the other room.
Now I do take that that acid.
Yes, the 5 points of acid will sear you now.
Wait, so you're not rolling again?
I mean, I can. Nothing changed between then and now, but I can do it. 3 points of acid damage.
I mean, if you want to keep
and then roll
the 5, you can. It's just gonna bring me down.
Roll a DC 15 flat check to see if you stop being covered in acid.
4.
Shit.
Already.
Are you still up?
2 HP.
Okay.
It is the smaller skeleton's turn, the one next to Monet, and it will slash at you, Monet, for 17.
It's a miss.
Yes.
And it will try twice more because it's a
get out of here.
Big fucking dummy, and it missed on all 3.
Thank goodness. Please go away.
And it is Monet's turn.
Okay, did I, like, notice something when I sent it out that, like, is it a waste of my time to
what?
Sustain my spell?
I don't think so. What kind of damage does it do again?
I think you were just missing. I don't know if you actually hit it yet.
Well, because I rolled a 19 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Matt rolled an 18 to hit, which is why I was sitting here going...
Yeah. Well, he said something we don't
know. I know, but I was asking if there was anything that, like, Monet would have noticed.
Give me a perception check.
That, like, would...
Yeah, like, what
kind
fuck?
Of explain that, mm-hmm. You know? She got terrible perception. It's fine.
No. What'd you get? Because it's not...
Yeah,
you know,
never
it's
know.
Not,
a 10.
10's enough. If you got, like, a fucking 4, then I'd be like, well, you're blind.
Yeah, because you never know how the DM's going to wish to say the thing.
And also, it depends on, like, how obvious something is. And in this case, looking down the hallway at the skeleton, you can see that it seems like every time it's cast one of its big spells, its bones begin to sag more and more.
Mm.
So the difference between the 19 not hitting and the 18 hitting was that there was a spell cast between those rounds.
Wow. I see.
Yeah, it's like the energy keeping him together might be...
Yeah, he's using his own strength.
He's limited.
I see.
He's just a human and fast forward.
The reason I was asking is for a second I thought maybe it just doesn't get hit at all by magical, but then I forgot that you did. You did do magical?
Everybody's doing magical right now.
I know, but I know that Scarab's is magical and physical. Which is why I was like, is it only taking the physical damage and not the magical damage? And
doesn't,
that's why...
Doesn't work that way. If you were using a weapon that has a magical property rune, then the damage is magical for purposes of DR. So it's not like he's doing bludgeoning and magical damage. It just is magical damage.
I see.
It's still of the bludgeoning type. So, like, if something resists bludgeoning but doesn't give a shit about magical, then it's going to resist the bludgeoning damage.
I see.
But if something resists bludgeoning, piercing, slashing, but not magical, then, like, it won't matter that it's bludgeoning and magic. The magic's going to go through.
Okay. I guess that one game where we stand in the squares and then Emod stands in front of us so that we don't get hit because he has a shield.
Mm.
Confused my brain.
For the king!
There it is.
Very different game. All right.
That was on my brain.
What you got?
Okay.
So, yeah.
So,
fucking Mickey do.
She will sustain the spell.
Come on.
And, yeah. I'm going to use my...
It's mine.
I'm going to use my PP. My okay. Gray one. My gray PP.
From lack of use.
So it's 2d6 slashing and 1d6 fire if it hits.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Nat 1.
Uh-oh.
You're gonna blow it.
So it is a miss.
And then Monet will... do a...
Punch his freaking head off.
Yeah, you know what? She's gonna run up to that guy. So if this guy wants to hit her, he can't. He can do that reactive strike because you're going past him.
Is not very reactive.
Okay, cool. And she's gonna attempt to do a two action elemental blast on Mage Man. Yeah.
And sustaining the spell doesn't cost any.
It costs one. He attempts to do an elemental blast.
There we go.
Right. Yes. That is a miss.
Just say it. Just in case.
It's 15
That's
a hit.
Miss. Sorry.
That's her turn.
Alrighty.
Oh boy.
Next up is...
Have we hit this guy? Yes.
Edgren.
Yeah,
you shot him.
Edgren's going to telekinetic projectile against the skeleton up front, and he does, in fact, hit for...
Why can't we ever fight sheep or horses? This is always going to be skeletons.
What do you think, this power?
It's always going to be skeletons with festering.
So Edgren's hand begins to glow as he picks up the helmet of the skeletal champion with a telekinetic projectile. He launches it across the room over Rootmore's head, and it collides with the skeleton, knocking his head from his shoulders, and the light goes out of its eyes.
Beautiful.
As his bones scatter to the floor.
Hell yeah. Thank goodness. Until he stands again.
Just then.
No, you said the light left. You said the
no,
light left.
No, you said it.
Light's gone.
And he's going to follow your example, Scarab, and he's going to take cover behind the wall. And it is now Rootmore's turn.
Rootmore, seeing Scarab hanging by a thread, he's going to reach out and cast Heal. And that is a 2d8. Plus 16.
Please.
It's a 1. 20.
Oh.
20 HP.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
I could probably get hit again.
He's all alone up there. A bit more bleeding, trying to hold his intestines in his body. I will not become sausage. Runs up 20 feet as fast as his little legs can take him. Falls into a meat grinder. No! And that is it.
Oh, dang.
And then the craftsman becomes his craft. A hot dog.
Oh, from sausage we are born, to sausage speed. We return.
Don't fall on that grinder, no. Look at the spinny thing. It's pretty cool.
Sharpen your hammer on it.
I will, yes. Good idea.
His weak hand goes to bring the hammer. As soon as it touches it, whing, the hammer goes flying away. Smashes into the hunter's head.
Can we, like, hold the skeleton down on the grinder?
His head.
The skeleton, not liking what's happening.
This sucks. He's
is
surrounded.
Going to cast telekinetic maneuver.
Oh, boy.
With a rush of telekinetic power, you may move a foe or something they carry. You can attempt to disarm, shove, or trip the target using a spell attack roll instead of an athletics check. In this case, it will move your Beyblade between the two of you, if successful. So, this is against that thing's...
So...
Spell DC, probably.
Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
He's still adjacent, standing there, so it doesn't really do anything if you move it. He's still adjacent to it.
Well, I mean, for right now.
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Does a 28 beat your Beyblade's Fortitude DC?
One I never thought I'd ask.
Yeah. If it doesn't have Fortitude, it's probably your spell DC.
That's probably a good assumption.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I think a 28 kills it.
It doesn't kill it.
It doesn't
it's
kill
going
it.
To.
I mean, as far as like beating it or not, it
kills
yeah.
the number.
Yeah.
So it forcibly moves your
unless
spinning grindstone between you and Rootmore.
Oh, convenient.
Before stepping back, that is its turn. It is Scarab's turn.
Okay. No running this time, Tricky. Charge!
We're gonna Cavaliers charge. I can go all the way up around the corner, and
wow.
Just as we break the hallway passing the hunter, Scarab's gonna fire.
Oh, at the hunter.
Yes. He looks wide open.
Let's see your prayers stop a bullet.
Golly. 18 to hit.
That's a hit?
Oof! 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 4 magical piercing.
You don't feel like that bullet did anything at all.
Yeah, didn't think so. Final action.
Shit.
Final action reload.
Monet.
Yeah.
Okay, Monet is going to sustain the spell.
Okay. Who are you going to hit with that?
I can move it 20 feet and attack.
Yes!
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yes! I panicked for a second, but I figured you had a plan with that.
Well, skeleton doesn't know.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good move.
So,
it was pretty good.
That is a 25 to hit.
Yes.
It's a hit.
Beautiful.
It takes 11 slashing and 5 fire damage.
Oh, yeah.
You see the flames enveloping the skeleton, and it seems to ignore them. The slashing clearly cuts away some bones. Not all of your damage went through.
Well, you don't give a shit about fire.
Seems like. Looks like.
What else, Monet?
And from... Yeah, she'll get up and attempt an elemental blast. That is a 27 to hit.
Whoa.
Critical hit.
Crunchy,
yeah.
Crunchy, crunchy, crunchy.
Yes, finally.
You get a... Oh, no, never mind.
It's no. Not.
Shut up.
You shut up. I'm just so excited.
14 damage.
Oh, jeez.
14 bludgeoning.
Oh,
she,
there it is.
Yes.
She
throws a bunch of rocks. From her body.
14 bludgeoning. You feel like all of that went through.
And on to...
And the creature's body sags even further. It's not long for this world.
Yes!
Up next is Ed. Can't do a whole lot, so he's going to... Okay, he's going to move up 25 feet. Yeah, he's just going to move up 25 feet, and he's going to give you guys another... He's going to use his courageous anthem one more time. And so all of you get a plus one to attack rolls, damage rolls, and saving against fear.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Rootmore. End him before he ends you.
It's a good idea. Someone get Brandon back to the White House. He's got a country to run.
Rootmore, as he ran up, forgot to pick up his hammer and shield, which is still laying on the ground after he was knocked unconscious! And he's going to use three actions to cast the three-action emanation heal spell.
Beautiful. 60 foot? 30 foot.
30 foot.
30 foot.
I believe that hits. Yes,
everyone.
That hits everybody.
Even people hiding in the dark.
8 healing.
Oh, awesome.
For everyone.
I love that.
All right, you see the skeleton wince in pain as it takes 8 points of spiritual damage.
With
the
fortitude
save.
Yeah.
Natural 5.
Yes!
For a total of 31. Just kidding.
Man.
That's a 14.
That's a fail.
Okay. All righty. And it is the mage's turn.
This fucker has a lot of HP and resistance and bullshit.
I think that's the biggest issue here.
The resistance, yeah.
Monet, are you still channeling metal elements and all that?
Yes.
Yeah, this dude's got to be taking like half or less damage every time.
Well, the skeleton reaches out to touch you, and as it does, you see a spark of electricity as it goes to use shocking grasp on you.
Mm.
As a 22 to hit.
Hmm?
Now, if we're taking into account her channeled elements just kind of swirling around her, are we also taking into account the stones on her body that are grounding?
No. The only reason I ask is if the target is wearing metal armor or is made of metal, I get a plus one circumstance bonus to attack roll with shocking grasp, and you take persistent electricity damage on hit.
Okay. What was it?
22.
But you also...
Not to miss.
Okay, I was going to say, we also have Edgren.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Edgren's boost.
That's only for attack damage.
Just attack. You're right. Well, trying to get that one by, but it didn't
just
work.
Just barely.
Didn't work. For its last action, it will attempt to claw you. 24.
You got me.
All right, that's going to be 2d8 plus 2 slashing. 9 points of slashing damage.
2d8, that's scary.
Big hit, skeleton!
Scarab!
Swing! Bada.
Put one Let's in see. His eye socket. He's going down. He's gotta be. So, I mean, being weak to the healing spell, he took 8 plus whatever weakness he has to it. So he's gotta be pretty much dead. Just one good shot.
Yeah, let's see if we got one good shot. Let's put this all on Imod. If this doesn't work, it was his fault.
I agree.
Thank you.
Fire!
21.
Yeah!
That's a hit.
Yeah!
9 damage.
Imod, it was just 9 damage. I don't know why I would
be reacting like that.
Over 9 damage.
What else you got?
You screamed, it wasn't me.
What else I have is this. Scarab. Wouldn't you know it? He's gonna reload. And he's also gonna call upon
Tricky!
They'll nestle themselves between Monet, the skeleton, and the hunter. And Tricky, with the final action of my turn, will attempt to gore the bones. 22 to hit.
That's a hit. Boy, is it ever.
Yes. 13 damage piercing. Not magical.
Skeleton's bones give a heave, but it stays standing.
My
barely.
God, this is a fucking boss fight, man.
Damn
as
right.
Monet takes her turn.
Okay, she's going to sustain.
Come on!
Get it, get
Beyblade.
I want the Beyblade to kill it. That'd be funny.
Bummer, man. Bummer, man. That is a 16 to hit.
That's a hit.
Oh.
Ah!
Yeah, if it lasts long. How many rounds? Has it been 10 rounds?
So I should just not worry about the fire.
It's probably been 7 or 8.
Like, what's the max possible on fire?
6.
Yeah, get that shit out of here.
Okay.
I hate to be a shitbag, but the heal spell did not take away your persistent damage. Did you roll to get rid of it?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Ooh, yeah. Speaking of, you got to take the damage from it.
Yeah.
5 points of acid damage.
Natural 19.
Beautiful. Yes. No longer affected after that 5.
It takes 7 slashing.
And that is exactly enough to kill the skeleton. And that's it for today.
I'm going to call my mom. Fancy water.
Don't even read the outro. That's just it.
Not this one. We really shouldn't. Just for... The Curse Caravan uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. Used under Paizo's community use policy, paizo.com/community use. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. The Curse Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. The Curse Caravan theme music and the beat you're hearing now is brought to you by Matthew. We would like to thank Michael Gelfi Studios, the world reference for tabletop RPG audio, for the music and the ambiance. Find out more at michaelgelfi.com. Check out their Patreon and YouTube links in our description. And also thank you for rating 5 stars on your podcast app of choice. Don't forget to send comments. We are also on YouTube. I paused the last time. Where is it? We're also on YouTube. Get on YouTube. I did a stupid shitty video of playing Bad Company, and I just did the Rootmore voice.
Lethal Company, you boomer.
That's right. Lethal Company, not Bad Company. Lethal Company. I played against random people using the Rootmore voice. It was fun. It's not a good video, but I had fun.
It'd be better if you guys were there to see it.
Yeah, just check it out. Show us that you want to watch stuff, and we'll do more things.
Repair Emma's broken confidence.
Yes, thank you. All of our contact information is in the description. Thank you for being a traveler on the Cursed Caravan.
Love ya.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Work broke my fingers. All my skin's gone.
It's weird that that skeleton just told you that.
And all my skin is gone.
Hey. Work broke my fingers.
Oh, we didn't use Speak with Dead. Sorry, I just...
All my skin
haven't had anyone to talk to. I'm just a bony man over here.
This guy in the corner was whispering, and I thought he was talking to me, and I was excited. But he's not talking to me.
Actually got frightened when I walked up to him. Now I just feel a little bit worse.
How scarab looking?